Track 4. ITV's arts editor, Nina Nana, reflects on the Beckham family saga and how difficult it must be having to grow up in the public eye.
I write this article a few weeks ahead of it being published, as I'm sure you'll understand. So, as I write about the Beckham saga, it may all have been resolved by now, fingers crossed. When I covered the story on ITV News, the fallout from the bombshell social media statement issued by 26-year-old Brooklyn Beckham about the impact on him of being part of Brand Beckham and what he said had been steps to ruin his relationship with his wife, Nicola Peltz Beckham, I, of course, had an idea about how big a talking point this was at the time the statement went public. Go on, admit it, you've had a fair few conversations about it, haven't you? As I delved further into the situation, having been commissioned to make a half-hour documentary with our brilliant team on ITV's Tonight Show, it simply confirmed to me what an awful family affair this was. I would ask around as to why people felt so addicted to this story, and the answers were always that a lot of the bigger things that were happening around the world geopolitically were sometimes too vast and scary to get your head around. And the one thing about the Beckham story, even though very few of us would have anywhere near their wealth, celebrity or status, is that at the end of the day, it's about a family. And well, all of us have experienced family in some shape or form. Can there be any parent among us who didn't grimace at the notion of a child's unhappiness with you being made so public to millions with one click of a button? There could be very few of us in this world who have not experienced family fallout at some stage, frequently at times of high emotion, like a wedding or a death in the family. There's something about those occasions that make your emotions so raw. Like I say, I really do hope there's been some kind of positive outcome by the time you read this article in the March issue of the magazine. As I write, that seems very far away. It is hard when it comes to families and the people you love to sometimes take the first step to say sorry, or I wish that hadn't worked out like that. It comes with a level of maturity. And I suppose a point worth making is that most of us will have had a chance to reach that maturity within the privacy of our own families or communities. Imagine having to do all that in the full glare of publicity from a young age. I think the notion of that is absolutely awful because as human beings, we make mistakes. We get things wrong. We try things out. We try other things out. We laugh, we cry, we succeed, we fail. That's what being a human being is all about. And though, yes, of course, if you have loads of money, you have a safety net to go out and try things, perhaps securing the knowledge that if it goes wrong, it really isn't the end of the world. You really won't lose your house, your job or your money. But it can still hurt a lot emotionally. And so at the end of making the documentary for ITV1, I felt a great deal of sympathy for someone trying to grow up with photographers following your every move. Very few of us know who we are when we're a teenager. It can take you decades to figure that out. I met someone on a filming assignment. She was only 18 and said she still hadn't figured out what she wanted to do. She had so many ideas and things to try out. She said that as if she were a failure. I pointed out how young she was and how, God willing, she would have had decades to work that out. The other week, though, I had the great pleasure of meeting a couple of legendary musicians who, it seemed to me, had very much figured it out, certainly at least as to what their sound was when they were just teenagers. Chris Difford and Glenn Tilbrook are the only two original members of Squeeze who were still in the band. You remember their early hits, Up the Junction, Cool for Cats, Labelled with Love, Take Me, I'm Yours, I could go on. They were such a brilliant songwriting team that at the time they were being billed as the successors to Lennon and McCartney. I met up with them in their original studio in Deptford in South London to talk to them about their new album. Well, I say new. In fact, the album Trixies had come about when the duo decided to turn recordings they had made in 1974 into an album. These were songs written and recorded when they were teenagers. They simply put them on a cassette and then realised they didn't have the know-how or the technology to make these songs come to life. So they pursued other songs later on. And well, the rest is history. And they went on to be one of the best-loved British bands of all time. I sat in the recording studio with them and listened to a track with their young voices and music playing out. And I have to say, I was amazed. They sounded exactly like, well, Squeeze. The harmonies, the attention to lyrics, the unique sound that they made their own. Fancy being able to do all that when you're so young. That they found their sound, hit on who they were and what their music would be in the decades to come is really quite extraordinary. A lot of life has happened to them in between. But if you listen to their new album and you love Squeeze, you won't be disappointed. It really is a wonderful listen, both current and in some ways nostalgic. but they are exceptional. For most of the rest of us, being 16 is not necessarily an age at which we are fully rounded. I know what we want to do, know how to get there, and are confident in ourselves. So here's to giving young people space and privacy when they need to figure out all of those things. Fame and celebrity can be absolutely wonderful, but they can also ask a lot, and it helps to be grown up to deal with it.